From Tickertape, this is Where's My Money? Real estate is such a fascinating investment. When you buy a piece of real estate, you're possibly buying a family home or a business, all the while hoping for returns on your asset. This equation makes real estate investments such an interesting option for so many of us. And there are many ways to gain exposure to the real estate world. A relatively new option for India is an asset class called REITs. A REIT is essentially a mutual fund for real estate. And in this episode of the Where's My Money podcast, we will explore the best and most profitable ways to gain exposure to the world of real estate for your portfolio. And to do this, we spoke to Anurag Bhatnagar, who's the co-founder of Shift Alt Cap. And we started the conversation by defining both traditional real estate investing and REITs.
Physical real estate is anything which is either land or land with a house built on it, or an apartment in a society, or an apartment on a floor, a place which is immovable. Investing in a physical real estate is a little tedious process, but it also has its own benefits. REITs, on the other hand, is in brief a real estate for mutual funds. It is similar to a mutual fund which invests into real estate.
I'm sure all of our listeners will resonate with this, that real estate has been a very important part of the investment process for generations now. And most Indians have some desire to have exposure to real estate in some form or fashion in their portfolio. Could you just explain this historically and give some context to this historically about why India has had a passion for real estate?
The urge to own a home or a roof over our head is deeply etched in our psyche. This is the case not just for Indians, but humans everywhere. It is a place we can call our home, our refuge, where we can be ourselves. It is also an asset that grows in value and pays good returns, or at least we think it does. Now, for Indians, because we have been lacking strong alternative asset options like equities or bonds or commodities, property becomes that one visible asset in our lives. It is not abstract. We can touch, feel, and see it. Well, let's consider another factor. India has 5% of the world's land and 16% of its population. Every sixth human being on earth is an Indian. So the demand was expected to outstrip supply, and the property was expected to consistently forever go up in value. But then what happened is more and more Indians are now choosing to live in high-rise apartments. So the supply is also catching up with demand very fast. And it is being pushed by things like the Prime Minister's plan to enable every Indian family to own a home, which is driving real estate for the affordable segments of the society. This basically gives the context of real estate being important for the economy, but it is also a factor of not having enough alternative assets in the past. Now, of course, things have changed dramatically in the last 5-10 years.
So could you just give some context towards how the real estate market has been over the last 5-10 years, given that supply is now meeting demand?
Historically, for example, if you look at it, how did our parents and grandparents buy property? They worked for their entire lives, and when they were about to retire in the 50s and 60s, then they used their money to buy a property to settle down, or they inherited a property. But what is happening now is that people in 20s and 30s are able to buy a property. Why? Because we can simply get a loan. There were no home loans 40 years, 30 years back. If you look at traditional real estate, how do you go about buying it? Typically what happens is we spend months on multiple visits of identifying the right property that fits into our budgets. This is followed by lots and lots of paperwork. So if you purchase a property in your 30s, you typically pay from your savings for a down payment, but mostly from a home loan. Now, once you get a position of a property, you spend more money doing it up to make your house into a dream home. A few years later, you take up a job in another city. As you turn 40, 45, you have an option to move into a better job, significantly one, into another city or another country, and decide to either rent the current house or sell it. If you rent the house, you realize that the rent is not sufficient to pay the loan installment. So you continue paying the difference from your pocket. On the other hand, if you decide to sell it, you go through many more meetings with prospective buyers and show it to people who come to look at it by brokers, and usually discover that you do not get the price you thought you would get. Sooner or later, you accept a price that you're getting and collect the money, but you still need to pay capital gains or invest into another house. This is a typical journey of physical real estate. Now, if you were to look at it as to how the property market has been traditionally till about mid-90s, it was horizontal growth. There were no multi-story apartments, except in a few, very, very few cities like Bombay and Delhi. Most places, it was horizontal. People used to buy land, build a house of their own, using their own contractors. Then from mid-90s onwards, a lot of commercial real estate came in, a lot of organized builders came in, and especially in Delhi and Bombay, and you find that a lot of high rises started coming in, premium apartments started coming in. So there was a bull market run in properties in the 2000s. Between 2000 to 2008 or 9, I would say, there was a massive increase in property values. A lot of people bought property, made tons of money in that. But from 2008 onwards, for another 8-10 years, it has been flat. It has not grown. So somebody who had invested in 2008 would wonder in 2018, what has happened? My investment has not grown. It may have actually gone down. Over the last 2-3 years, post-COVID, we are seeing a small bull run that is happening in the property market, which is basically in 2021-22. Parallelly, what has also happened in the Indian regulatory space is that in 2014, the regulator realized that they needed to strengthen the Indian market for property. And they came out with the laws to allow real estate investment trusts or real estate mutual funds, if I may call them, to be formed. That law has led to the birth of REITs in India. Today, as we speak, we have 3 REITs in India. Still very small, but those 3 REITs have been delivering decent returns.
Got it. So with REITs, what are the pros and cons of investing through a mutual fund that allows you to get exposure into the real estate market?
To help people understand the pros and cons of a REIT, we have to first understand the pros and cons of a physical asset. Physical property is emotionally very satisfying, gives a high, gives a pride. It says that, yeah, this house is our home. But financial aspects of it, as I mentioned, it's not easy to buy, to maintain, to sell it. But REITs, what happens? REITs are a mutual fund. Just like you invest in a mutual fund, you invest in REITs. You buy units. It is totally affordable. You can buy REITs with as little as 1 lakh rupees. It is liquid. You can buy and sell any day you want, which you cannot do in a physical real estate. It is safe because it is regulated by SEBI. It has tax benefits which are unique in the sense that the REIT structure, the mutual fund of properties, they earn a profit. And if they pay 90% of their profit to the investors, there is no tax on that REIT, which basically means that unlike if you were to invest in a company's equity share, the company would first pay tax. And then when the company pays you dividend, you pay tax again. You pay twice on that income. But in the case of REIT, you pay only once. So there's a tax benefit very clearly. Then there is diversification. Instead of putting 1 crore rupees into one property, you can spread it across 100 properties. That reduces your risk significantly. It is transparent. You can see the NAV and the price every day. You can earn dividends as well as capital gains. Above all, it is professionally managed. The kind of returns that REITs have been giving are between 10 to 12%, sometimes 15%.
Wow. That's a really, really great way of summarizing the benefit. Also, I will give context here that this is absolutely just Anurag's opinion and not investment advice. But if you were thinking about incorporating real estate into your portfolio, whether it be through physical assets or REITs, how much of a percentage or proportion of your portfolio do you think it should play?
If I was in my 30s, if I go back and look at it, I would put about a third of my wealth into real estate. I would break that up into two parts. One property where I want to stay. Now, whether I want to buy it now or 20 years later when I'm 50 years old, that's up to me. Apart from that one property, I will look at every other real estate as an investment. I will not look at it emotionally. Because the one property that is for my own living, I would look at it emotionally. But the remaining has to generate return for me. It's an investment. So it has to then stand up and say that, look, if I'm investing my money into this REIT or physical property, is it generating the right returns for me? So I would put about a third of my money into real estate, whether physical or REITs. And the remaining I would spread across equities, bonds, and global portfolios.
Got it. And would you say that investing into real estate is a good option as we potentially head into a looming recession? If you could just explain your thought process there, that'd be great.
I would say it is a good time to invest. But if you were investing into physical asset, I would say stick to one property which you can call your home. But beyond that, look at REITs in India or outside. In India, for example, there are 3 REITs. In the US, there are 1,100 REITs. Globally, the REIT market is bigger than the GDP of India. So get into real estate, one physical, the remaining through REITs, whether in India or globally, that is the right thing to do.
Amazing. Anurag, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. Just before we end things, I just want to ask you, if there's anywhere you'd like to send people who are interested in learning more about you and what you do, where would you like to send them?
I would like to put a disclaimer here. I run an investment bank called Shift Alt Cap, which focuses on identifying innovative businesses and bringing them as portfolios to retail individuals. So any Indian in India can invest in these global portfolios with as little as $1,000. And our portfolios include real estate investment trusts.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Where's My Money by Ticker Tape. On this show, we simplify the finance landscape in India for you. So if you're looking to venture into stock investing, sort out your personal finance, or make sense of how economic developments can impact your money, this podcast will be a perfect addition to your morning commute or household chores. Also, if you enjoyed the episode and want more of this, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform to never miss an episode. And last but not least, consider downloading the Tickertape app. It is an investment analysis platform for stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and much more. The link and further description will be in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you in the next one.